Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, Servant of the Servants of God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. At that time the Pharisees and the scribes said to Jesus, John's disciples are always fasting and saying prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees too. But yours go on eating and drinking. Jesus replied, Surely you cannot make the bridegroom's attendants fast while the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come, the time for the bridegroom to be taken away from them. That will be the time when they will fast. He also told them this parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloak to put it on an old cloak. If he does, not only will he have torn the new one, but the piece taken from the new will not match the old. And nobody puts new wine into old skins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and then run out, and the skins will be lost. No, new wine must be put into fresh skins. And nobody who has been drinking old wine wants new. The old is good, he says. The Gospel of the Lord. Gregory certainly brought the new into Europe. The newness of a church that had to respond to the decay of society after the fall of the Roman Empire. A church that also had to respond to its internal divisions and the political and theological differences that existed. He brought the new about, not through the force of arms, which he discovered doesn't really get you anywhere. He brought the new about through friendship and understanding. A friendship and understanding that caused him to bring the title Servant of the Servants of God into being as a description of the papal ministry. He was the new in the face of the old, which had served its purpose and was no longer useful. Jesus speaks about this new, the new cloth, the new wine and the new wineskins. And at the same time, Jesus holds out the value of the old wine, which people prefer. Luke remembers these words in the face of the early divisions of the Christian community, its struggle to find an identity separate from Judaism, and unfortunately, for over two millennia, the finding of that identity has involved the opposite of what Gregory actually found out in his own life. It is not through the force of war, but through understanding that people grow closer to one another through the offering of friendship. The offering of friendship is that which is filled with joy and celebration. And Jesus is quite tongue-in-cheek when he talks about the bridegroom being taken away. In one way, we can see this as looking forward or looking at the inevitable course of his life, which would end on the cross. It is a shadow of the cross, for the bridegroom was taken away from the disciples, but only for 3 days. Many parts of the Christian tradition regard the ascension, then, as Jesus is being taken away and we must all return to sackcloth and ashes. A perspective which is of greater validity, according to me, is that Jesus did not leave us, he drew closer. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the primary witness of that. The gift of the sacraments, of course, express that constantly in the Church's worship. All of these are an invitation to the joy and the celebration of friendship as a way through the difficulties and divisions, political, religious, and otherwise, that exist in our world. If we had the courage to truly listen and try and understand, we will find that war is not an option. We would find our own prejudices challenged. We would find a call to conversion, as Jesus is making in the Gospel. For our first reading, that wonderful hymn that St. Paul reports to us, sung and proclaimed in the early Christian community, speaks of the universality of Jesus Christ, the embrace of all creation, tall, short, animal, vegetable, mineral, left wing, right wing, understanding and ignorant, all of it embraced by the Bridegroom, who has never left us, and in our own time challenges us to have the courage of a St. Gregory the Great, bringing the necessary new as an answer to the decay of the old enmities, the old wars, the old suffering, the old divisions, the old inequalities, the old racisms, bringing the answer of the Gospel that celebrates the unity of all creation in the presence of the Bridegroom to others. We pray for the intercession of Saint Gregory, that the gift of wisdom so abundantly poured out on him in his time may be poured out again on the witnessing community of the Church to bring the world closer to the kingdom of God. Amen.